Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Franco Rossi, the president of Aquafil USA. Franco, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking.
You know, for people that want to know a background on Franco, I did a focus on leadership on him in December of 2018, and we wanted to talk today. You posted yesterday that you're headed to NeoCon next week in Chicago, and it's your 27th year at the Mart. Let's talk about that in just a minute. Most people know the Aquafil is the largest independent supplier of nylon solution dye, BCF nylon, in the global carpet market. Tell us, how's business?
Business has been good. In the first, we can say, half of a year now, we have enjoyed some tailwind from our automotive customers, but also in the commercial carpet arena, we have been doing good. Likely, we have taken advantage of the decommissioning of the Ascend fiber plant. So it has been good. We've been running full and happy to be where we are.
The June issue of Floor Focus comes out this week, and we did a commercial market report. And in that, we were looking at 24 versus 23, and we said the commercial market overall was up about a half a point. The revenue from the carpet side of that was down 1.5%, but it's still 51% of the revenue in that space. So it's the largest category. And you and I have talked before, the best way to grow your business in a market that's down slightly or flat is to take share. And as you mentioned, with some of the other players like Invista getting out of the business, it's been good for your business.
Certainly. And, you know, Invista is one of the, I mean, it happened a few years ago. More recently, in November of 24, the Viare Nylon 66 main player, I mean, left the business, Ascend. And so, evidently, that has created space for us and others to occupy, you know, the remaining portion of the business, which they left after they closed up shop. All in all, I mean, we cannot complain, and certainly our commercial customers are doing fairly well. Of course, the general economic situation is not the best ever, with all the uncertainty about the tariff war and the fact that a number of projects might still be on standby. But all in all, we cannot complain. We're doing good, and we are happy with our business as it stands.
Okay. Let's talk about your 27-year comment from the other day. Been going there for a long time. Obviously, things in Chicago have changed. You have a space on the 11th floor in the Mart. You still continue to be extremely loyal to the Mart. The advantage of being on the 11th floor is with the elevator situation that goes on in the Mart, most people should take the elevator that they get on up to 11 because it's easy to walk downstairs. And so you'll get some pretty good traffic first thing in the morning, right?
That's a good way of looking at things. But yes, we're still there at the 11th floor. We're also looking around, and we are going to have a small space at the Fulton, what they now call the Fulton Market or Design Days. So there is a kind of a common space they have created. They call the bodega. So we're going to have a small presence there too. I mean, certainly NeoCon and the entire business of interior design has evolved in the last years. Now you see that it becomes more and more an event which involves the old city, not just a building or the trade ground. And I think it's a positive. I mean, it follows the trend of other largest trade show in the world, and what was called the Furniture Fair in Milan, and now is the Design Week. I mean, the entire city is involved, and there are showrooms which are popping up in some of the nicest, most fashionable areas of the city. And I think, you know, Chicago is moving in the same direction. I think it's good to have a central point with the Mart, but then, you know, having other areas and doing it in a different way. I think it's all positive. We are following close the evolution of this new space. We'll see. The Mart certainly is a very non-traditional a trade ground or fairground, right, with the building and the elevators, right, and, you know, good and bad at the same time.
Okay, so if you look back on 27 years and think about it, I'm just thinking, before consolidation, how many flooring companies there were. Like the 10th floor was covered up with flooring companies. And then even on your floor, the 11th floor, there were 7 or 8. And now I'm looking at it, and just because we're assigning to our editorial staff where they need to go on Monday and Tuesday of next week, and it looks like there's a split here of about 9 flooring brands that are in the Mart. You're one of them. And about 9 flooring brands that are over in the Fulton Market area. So it's definitely spread around a little bit, but it's still a good show, and it brings the interior designers that are focused in the business and want to learn more about what's going on with interior finishes, right?
Yeah, as I said, it's a positive, but, you know, we're all looking for the new things. And I think the evolution to expand it, maintain the Mart, but expand in the city makes it even more relevant. And in these days, I think it's really important for whichever trade show or event to maintain a very high standard, because people want to go where it's really important to be. You know, people don't want to attend 11, 12, 15 different shows around the country or around the world. They really want to know where it matters. You really want to go to a place where all the major players are present, where you can do your networking. People don't really want to attend everything and everywhere. So just concentrate it all at once and be there, because you need to be there to be at the center of the stage where important things in interior design happen. It is true. I mean, there is less and less, especially carpet company. I strongly believe that carpet will become back, or will be back to be the most relevant flooring system or solution in commercial. We're going to be happy to be there and do our own part.
Yeah, let me just mention that the carpet business at wholesale value, and this is just in the United States, is still a $3.4 billion business. And also need to mention, if we're talking to Aquafil, I mean, we've been talking about your business that you're in charge of, but it's, you know, a global company, Italian-based, and we need to mention your Econeal brand, which is recycled nylon back from nylon, and your whole ability to take, use post-consumer nylon and turn it back into a nylon that performs as well as virgin nylon. So two things you're well known for. Also, just as an aside, since you're an Italian company and a global company, when you come to a trade show, you like to entertain your guests, and you offer some fine coffee and also some aged cheese, right?
Yeah, that has been one of our traditions, I mean, to try to give a little bit of Italian hospitality to our guests.
And we also need to mention that nylon, whether it's 6 or 6'6", is still the leading fiber type for commercial carpet, which is as it should be, right?
As it should be. We are a nylon company, so we will never stop saying that nylon is the best choice for that application. It is completely obvious for commercial. Of course, the residential business has changed the direction, but I think even in residential, there is a space for nylon. The product, it performs better. It requires less raw material for the same level of performances. It's way more recyclable than the other resin. So, you know, I think there is still a bright future for nylon and carpet, both commercial and residential.
Okay, Franco. Well, I look forward to seeing you next week in Chicago. Again, been talking to Franco Rossi, the president of Aquafil USA, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.